Is it time to woman up?
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is professor of English at the University of Michigan. And let's talk about the whole issue of stereotypes and job titles for women and men. Tell us about some of those differences.
We do see the differences play out in language around the stereotypes of who can do what jobs or who does do what jobs. So we tend to see things like a woman doctor or a female doctor, which indicates that the stereotype is that a doctor is male unless otherwise specified. In contrast, we have a male nurse, which suggests that a nurse is female unless otherwise specified.
And it goes into athletics as well, doesn't it?
It does. I went and looked to see what was happening with male-female athletes, and we see a real spike in references to female athletes after Title IX, after there were more female athletes competing.
I'm going to be the best woman boxer that there's ever been.
Who's
going to
beat me?
I'm not scared of no female boxer or no male boxer. None of them.
Again, I wonder the extent to which an athlete is male unless specified as female.
We also had some discussions, and this is big in newsrooms across the country, is when do you make something a person?
There have been efforts in the last 40 years to create non-sexist language, and particularly to address words that end with man. We take a word like chairman. And early on, people said, well, it should be chairperson. But it turns out that English speakers didn't really like chairperson. And in fact, what we now do is call that person a chair, which sometimes I will tell people, oh, I had a conversation with my chair today. And people look at me like I'm crazy because I'm having conversations with furniture. But we solve that with chair. We solve the policeman issue with police officer and the fireman issue with firefighter. The person word that has succeeded, at least to some extent, is spokesperson. So what I'm interested there is that in each of those scenarios, we came up with a different solution.
So, Anne, why is the word freshman still the same?
I've been very struck that freshman is still in circulation in universities. Universities are a place that care a lot about language and have been in the forefront of some of this language change. And yet I still get documents that have freshman in them, a freshman course, a freshman seminar. I have started to use first year instead. And it's not that if we change to first year, we're somehow ruining some wonderful progression in what we call students, because we go from freshman or first year to sophomore, to junior, to senior.
Well, let's take it to the streets then. What about those things that are in the road that we call manhole covers?
I'm not sure what we're going to do with the manhole covers. There is a myth out there that people who want non-sexist language have suggested personhole cover. But perhaps we could just call it some kind of cover in general.
And best not to step in it.
Best not to.
Great discussion. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.